Friday, July 3rd, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Amy Witherden. Making headlines. Civil servants will have to temper their demands for wage increases with understanding for the recession and the resulting shortfall of billions of rands in revenue collection, the government warns. Government spokesperson Themba Maseko said at a cabinet briefing yesterday that government will put its cards on the table about its shrinking spending power when it starts negotiating with trade unions. Finance Minister Pravin Gordhan has said that revenue collection is 19 billion rand lower than expected and that this could increase to a shortfall of 60 billion rand by the end of the year. Maseko says that the state cannot afford to spend all the money at its disposal on wage increases, as it would then have nothing left for other essential services. African heads of state have approved a plan to enhance the powers of the African Union and give it a role in coordinating defense policy and trade negotiations. Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has led a drive to turn the AU into a bloc along the lines of the European Union and has pushed for the adoption of the plan at a summit of African leaders in Libya this week. A document enhancing the power of the AU's executive body was approved in the early hours of Friday morning, which must be ratified by the parliaments of member states before it comes into force. According to the document, the AU's executive body will coordinate member states during international negotiations, implement a common African policy on defense and security, and represent the common interests of member states, speaking in their name in forums on international trade. The Department of Transport says that the FIFA Organizing Committee has pointed out certain shortcomings with regard to transport, which became apparent during the Confederations Cup. Transport Minister Sibusiso Ndebele says that there is a concrete proposal in place to appoint a dedicated 2010 transport coordinating team driven by the National Department of Transport. Each province will appoint a dedicated 2010 transport coordinator reporting directly to the National Department. Other key transport priorities highlighted by the minister during the first MINMEC meeting included engagement with the taxi industry to ensure that a new platform is created for the taxi industry to participate more effectively in the mainstream economy. Also making headlines, the Congress of South African Trade Unions and the South African Medical Association have assured fired KwaZulu-Natal doctors that they will be reinstated. The Democratic Alliance says that there is a lack of meaningful debate in Parliament, and the International Monetary Fund says that Zimbabwe's economy is showing early signs of recovery. That's a roundup of news making headlines today.
For free access to legislation, speeches and crucial policy documents, visit polity.org.za, Creamer Media's news and information website. polity.org.za, deepening democracy through access to information. Visit polity.org.za today.